This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, so check this out. My daughter got a book for Christmas. It's this really sweet little book that plays the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and each page has some artwork on it. The first page has four ducks floating down the stream, three yellow ducklings and one brown duck. The ducks are all facing the same way. Now, this is important. My daughter is one, so right now she loves counting and repetition. Every time we see the ducks, she points to them and I count them out loud. I've done this at least 100 times already, and I'm not even kidding. She loves this book and won't let me put it down. My husband has also read it to her dozens of times, and he saw that she was pointing at the ducks, so he started counting out loud too. I was reading it to her this morning. It's a very short book, it's probably only 8 pages, and my husband was watching. Everything was normal until my daughter flipped to the first page again with the ducks, and my husband and I, at the same time, went, "What the fuck?" The duck at the back of the line is facing the other way now. I've looked at these ducks so many times over the last few days, I've counted them out loud God knows how many times, and they were all facing the same way. I would literally bet my life on it. I thought at first I could maybe explain it as some overtired parents getting it wrong, though honestly, I know this book like the back of my hand, so it seems like a massive stretch, but it's also the fact that my husband noticed the exact same thing at the exact same time, and he was weirded out too. We both looked at each other and back at the duck and were both in agreement that it's different now. I've read things on this subreddit before and have always been like, oh, cool, I wish something like this would happen to me. But now that it has, I feel nervous and a bit crazy. I'm so glad that my husband is in the same position as me, though. It confirms that I'm not going mad. Several years ago, after browsing online, I recalled an eerie encounter I had with a peculiar man in a Manchester pub. It was in 2018, while I was going to watch Chase and Status at the Academy. Before the show, my ex and I had dinner and drinks. During our drink, I noticed a strange man near the bar area. His presence reminded me uncomfortably of a close friend who had passed away from a drug overdose at 19, even though this man was much older. As the evening progressed and the drinks flowed, I ended up talking to this man. He seemed friendly and mentioned he was a clairvoyant, offering to tell me my future. I'm generally uneasy about such things, fearing bad news or worrying unnecessarily. However, my partner at the time was curious, so he told me my future. It was frustrating because she was the one who wanted to know, yet I was the one receiving the information. He warned me of some alarming events, that I would mess up and lose my girlfriend, get into a fight and lose my front teeth, and even get stabbed, all within 3 months. My partner dismissed his predictions, calling him crazy. After sharing these startling predictions, he casually took 3 Xanax, gave me a hauntingly familiar smile, downed his drink, and then left. The friend that I had lost had also been involved with Xanax, and the similarity was so unnerving. Incredibly, the specific events that he predicted did actually occur, exactly as he said, within 3 months. I recently asked my ex if she remembered that encounter, as it was one of the most bizarre experiences of my life.
Hi, Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, to keep a story short, I have a locker at work, and I always put my headphones there when I finish the job. It's a habit, and I'm the only one who does it in the whole working floor. Anyhow, last week I put my headphones there, and today, after Christmas, I was expecting to find them, but I didn't. I shrugged it off as maybe someone from cleaning who removed them since I wasn't there for 4 days straight, which isn't usual since it's a private space and shouldn't be tampered with. Anyhow, I was trying to find a logical explanation. I had a paper with me, I put it there and went off with my day, and later on in the middle of the day, I opened the locker again, and to my surprise, I found my headphones. Okay, I ignored that and went on with my day. But at the end of the day, I opened the same locker, but I didn't find the paper that I put in there. I went to the bathroom and went back to my locker about 30 or maybe 60 seconds later, opened the locker, and I found the paper again. Dude, what the cinnamon toast fuck? Was all of this just a coincidence? This one's called, I Bought My Daughter the Stephen King Book, Everything's Eventual for Christmas. She came into town and we had an early Christmas, and she took her book with her when she left. I told her that I wanted to read it when she was done. She came home the other day and put her suitcase in her room. I got home from work this morning at around 7:30, and the book was at the foot of my bed, so I thought, oh, she must have finished it. I read a few pages, and then I went to sleep. When I got up this evening, I had asked her if she liked the book, and she said that she hadn't read it yet. I told her that I saw that she put it at the foot of my bed, so I thought she was done. But she didn't put it on my bed. She left it in her suitcase, and she hadn't been back in the house after I left until about 1 p.m. that day. Someone really wants me to read that book. December 25 at 6 p.m., something really weird happened. I ordered food at a local restaurant that I know was open, even on Christmas, and the phone goes to a voicemail with no message. Okay, fine. It's Christmas. I choose another restaurant the next town over. I visit their website, I click the link to call, I place the order, and then I head out to pick it up. This restaurant is two exits away on the highway. I drive past the first restaurant and I see that it's closed. All the lights are off. I get on the highway and see the exit 6. I need the next one, exit 7. There are no cars on the highway with me. I see lights way up ahead, but no surrounding vehicles. A song that I love comes on the radio that I almost never hear played, and it glitches out and the music stops. I look down to check it, and it comes back on, but now it's a different song, even though the radio says the first song is still playing. Not a big deal, but in looking, I see on the car clock that 20 minutes has passed and I've only been on the highway for what should have been about 5 minutes. I double-check the time on my phone, 20 minutes. I see the next exit coming up, and it's exit number 3. Somehow, I'm on the wrong side of the highway, much farther down. I think I must have gotten on the wrong ramp, which I never take because it leads to rural areas that I never go to, and misremembered seeing exit 6. I get off on this unfamiliar exit and try to turn around, but I can't find the other side of the highway. I grab my phone and turn my GPS on, but the home buttons on my phone are jumbled. I pull over, power cycle the phone, I get the GPS working and it sends me in actual circles. About 10 minutes later, I find the highway and am back on in the right direction. There are cars everywhere now. I reach the restaurant, and they don't have my order, and they say I never called them. At this point, I'm completely out of gas when I had enough to make a round trip at the start of my journey. So, I pull into the gas station next door and fill up. I get back in my car and reverse search the phone number that I called. It's to a restaurant that I've never heard of. I go back to the website that I visited to place the order, and the numbers don't match. I look up the address of the other restaurant, I head there, I pick up my order, and I start home. On the way back, I pass the first restaurant again, and it's open with a line out the door. I pull into the parking lot just a sanity check. I call their number, and they've been open all night with no phone issues. I get home and my partner asks where the hell I've been, and I really wish that I had asked him to come with me because I have zero explanation for what happened. This person has an update. They say, I just found the settings for Google Maps and my app history says I never left home. This happened about an hour ago and I'm still stunned. Me and my friend were playing A Way Out on our PlayStations when he said, wait a minute, I gotta go wash my hands, they're dirty. He was gone for about a minute, and when I heard him say,
hey yo, I'm back.
My phone kinda glitched, and that's what he sounded like. I thought the glitch was funny, and I talked to him about it. His character in the game moved a bit, and then he went silent. I kept playing the game and just thought he was being quiet on purpose. All of a sudden, I hear,
hey yo, I'm back.
With the same tone and the same phone glitch thing and the same volume, if that makes any sense. I thought maybe it was a coincidence and he came back twice and it lagged at the same time, but when he moved his character in the exact direction, at about the exact same distance, I asked what took so long and he said his mom called him to help with something and I don't know, man. I'm still pretty freaked out by that. I don't really know where to post this, but I do need to post it somewhere. My friends don't really follow weird events. By my bedroom is my desk, and it started with a foam ball. I found it by one of the legs of my desk. I do have cats, but I have no idea how it got into my apartment. My cats love it, though, and I chalked it up to it just being in the hall and somehow rolling in. I only ever found these balls at one pet store, and it was my first time ever seeing them. The next time was an extra earring from a set that I already have. But this third one had the same wearing off marks as I had been wearing it. I only had the one pair and no extra. I decided it must have been one of my friends or something. Really, no big deal. Then, the third item was two metal keys. They weren't like house keys, but they were more like jewelry box keys. I don't own a jewelry box, and I've never seen these keys before. I also found a little toy of this Stranger Things looking dog monster. Neither my partner or I watch Stranger Things, and really none of our friends do. The items are always found in the same spot, and it's been 6 months starting with that yellow ball. I joked with my friends about the earring thing being a glitch in the Matrix because of that TikTok trend, but the keys really intrigued me. I genuinely don't know if this is a glitch or a dimensional portal or even where to post this, but I'd love to keep everyone updated as I imagine it'll happen again. Here's the TLDR. Random items I don't own or duplicates appear in one corner of my apartment. I tried explaining it away, but it always gets weird. When I tried to post on here, my second Reddit account was signed in instead of my main. I never switch, and I use my second account usually only on my computer, and I don't even know how that happened. My second account has no likes, no karma. and they know and don't want me to talk. This person includes an edit that says, "My cats are strictly indoor only. There's no way for them to escape as the entry door leads to the apartment hallway, and they're scared of that. They have no interest in going anywhere." About 20 years ago, I was living with my wife and our three little kids in a small house in California. I own a relatively nice Rolex from when I lived and worked in Switzerland. I had been gardening, so I took a shower, and before I did, I took my Rolex off and placed it on the white shelf cabinet that's over the toilet by the shower. Later that day, I realized that I had not put the Rolex back on, so I went back to the bathroom, but it wasn't there. In a mad panic, I called my wife and we went on a crazy, frenetic search for it. Multiple times I checked the shelf because it was just so weird that it wasn't still there. Along the way, I asked all of my kids if they had seen Daddy's watch, and my 2-year-old daughter told me that she'd put it down the toilet. She said it only once and never repeated, and it seemed weird because she was tiny and the shelf was way up above the toilet. So anyway, we called a plumber. The plumber ended up taking off the toilet and searching, but no Rolex. Dismayed, I resigned myself to the fact that it was probably in a pipe somewhere, and I'd need to get a crew out to search for it. The next day, I walked into the bathroom, and there it was, on the exact shelf that I had left it on, same spot, even with the same side facing out. I was completely shocked. I called my wife, and we could think of no logical reason as to how it came back. In that time, I had looked, my wife had looked, and the plumber had stood right there for over an hour. Even the kids had looked, and I should add that the stress actually contributed to my wife having to go to the hospital later that week. The only thing that I could suspect was maybe the plumber found it immediately, but wanted the money to do the job, or my older son, who was 5 at the time, was smart enough to play such a prank on us. And neither seemed feasible. Fast forward about 20 years and 3 different houses across North Carolina. This year, we moved into a new house. While unpacking, I found that same Rolex, shoved into a Ziploc bag of personals from my bedroom side cabinet, sitting with the other bags placed on a small closet shelf system. I was a bit annoyed with myself because it's still an expensive watch, and although I never wear it anymore, I consider it my son's when I'm no longer around, and there it was, shoved in a bag with my keys and gum. So I took it out of the bag, gave it a wipe down, and placed it on its own empty shelf, telling myself that I'd move it to my watch cabinet when it was unpacked. I left and went back to moving and unloading and unpacking. And guess what? I was in the closet a few hours later and casually looked up at the shelf for the Rolex. The Rolex was gone. I emptied the shelves searching for it, but it was gone and I've never seen it since. Writing this out now, I have a whimsical thought in my head that there's a small shelf above a toilet in California with a Rolex on it. Here's some context. I'm a sophomore in college now, and this happened when I was maybe in 8th or 9th grade. I was scrolling through TikTok and saw an image of Lapis from Steven Universe, which reminded me of my friend that I knew from 8th grade who used to have Lapis as her PFP on Instagram. In 8th and 9th grade, she, I'll call her Ezra, was friends with this person named Harry who she met online. Harry was from Wales, had blonde hair, brown eyes, was gay and trans. This is important later. And the specific pic that I'm thinking of made it look like Harry was inside of a TV. Ezra used to post all the time about Harry. They were best friends. She'd even post DMs from him and pics of him calling him his little friend nicknames like BB or B. Around 1 year later, Ezra posts DMs of her and Harry fighting. They had this huge falling out, and they blocked each other on everything, if I remember correctly. Well, fast forward to my 11th grade year, just 2 or 3 years later. I'm at a restaurant with my friend, who's gay and now identifies as trans, and I'll refer to them as Ken. And they brought up that they had just recently met this person from Wales. Ken and Harry bonded over things like music and both being trans and gay. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Really random, I guess, but is this person named Harry? Ken looked shocked and asked how I knew this person's name when they had just met. To confirm it actually was Harry, I described what he looked like and pointed out other identifying features such as being trans. Ken becomes even more shocked and shows me a picture just to confirm that we're talking about the same person, and sure enough, we are. I asked Ken if they were comfortable with me messaging Ezra about it, and Ken said yes. I messaged Ezra, asking what happened between them and Harry so I could warn my friend as a just-in-case kind of a thing. Ezra said that she had no clue who Harry was. I went back on her profile and couldn't find any proof of Harry ever existing, and she's denying ever knowing someone who I thought was her best friend. Assuming Ezra isn't just somehow repressing these really bad memories and not realizing it, I have no clue how I know who Harry was. Some of Ezra's friends used to comment on Harry's Instagram, and I couldn't find any proof of that either. I can't find proof of Harry ever existing online at that point in time, and it's making me feel like a crazy person. I have messaged Ken to ask if they remember Harry or still keep in contact with him, and there's no response yet. I'll edit this post with an update if there is one. Well, this person has an update. And it says, they turned into a TERF woman and told me to fuck off forever. Ken told me Harry's Insta profile and it still exists. I won't disclose user due to privacy reasons, but unfortunately it's a private account anyway, and I don't want to request for worry of Harry knowing that I was talking about them. Ken also video chatted Harry and talked to Harry every day, so this almost completely rules out the someone else is pretending to be Harry theory. Also got a physical handwritten letter from Harry too. Here's another update from just a few hours later. I say, I have personally messaged Harry if he knows Ezra, as some of you have mentioned, and I'm waiting for a response. Ken said that they met Harry through a comment section of a music artist that they both like. And that's the last update for now. Who is Harry? This happened on a cruise in 2019, after I ended my second marriage of 25 years. I was completely distraught, and if the trip hadn't been pre-planned, I wouldn't have gone. Let's say my maiden name is Mary Jane Smith, and my married name is Mary Jane White. I kept White even after marriage, too. All of my travel documents say Mary Jane White, and Smith is on nothing, nowhere. One night, at a bar, my BFF and I ordered drinks. As the bartender was serving me, he said very loudly, "Here you are, Mary Smith." How did he know Smith? My maiden name isn't quite as common as Smith, but it's up there. My BFF and I were astonished, and I kept asking him how he knew, and he said he just guessed. Do you have any thoughts on this? No, unless the man was actually psychic, he had to have just guessed my maiden name, and that seems to be the consensus. He wasn't from the US, and English was not his first language, so we didn't go to school together, and he didn't recognize me from anywhere.